Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing provide decades of dependability, and we stand behind our products. Hear from Mueller employees about how our customer relationships are built on integrity and trust.
Mueller being around for 90 years shows that we stand the test of time for our customers.
Trust is a gradual thing that's built. It's not something that happens just overnight.
Mueller's done an excellent job of creating a culture where we care about the customer, we care about the products that we're selling, and we want to be there for whatever they might need.
The foundation of the Mueller culture is people helping people. Thanks to you, our customers, we've been privileged to serve our communities for 90 years. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, during this week's Billboard Burger Bash with the governor, I had the opportunity to sit down and talk with Oklahoma Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur, and we discussed several current issues, including an update on the grants that were given to the small packing plants.
We've actually had tremendous progress with those facilities. You know, some of those were either refurbishing shuttered facilities or making expansion to their coolers or their kill floors. We have one facility out on the western side of the state that was a ground-up construction that's really close to being done. We had some of our legislators out touring that facility last week. So great progress. In the big scheme of things, that's not as many moorhead killed a day as we would like to have, but it's a great start. And two, what we're seeing, that job creation, especially in those rural areas, makes a big difference to those communities. So we've seen some great progress. Now we know it's still a ways out to book a kill date, and we understand that, but some great progress, and again, appreciative of the governor for supporting having those funds going to those facilities.
Arthur also said increased vocational training for the meatpacking industry is also really having a positive effect.
We're very excited about what Career Tech has done with that online curriculum that they stood up last year, and now they've got the mobile meat processing trailer that can travel around to the high schools, to Career Techs, help with on-site training with those facilities, and that is a skill. Once those students have that certification, they immediately have a job. Students that have an interest, that is a long-term career for them, and we've got a lot of kids that like that hands-on option to do something, so good jobs that they know will be there.
One topic that comes up several times and is also on Secretary Arthur's radar is medical marijuana grow houses.
I think what we're really seeing, and I'm certainly hearing from our ag producers, is we've got a lot of issues there. Everything from spray drift issues to land prices to ownership of land. We're certainly having conversations within the cabinet and across agencies about what the solutions are. We've got lots of legislators that are looking at those challenges, and what we want to do is be very thoughtful because before we change anything in statute, we want to make certain that it's something that's really going to be a good decision for all of those involved. But I will tell you, I probably get more calls right now regarding this particular issue than anything else. So we're aware of it. We're all collectively discussing what those best options are so that we can put something in place that's going to be a good long-term fix. And remember that our ag producers rely on being able to do so many of those things on their places to be successful. And right now, because of these facilities, it's limiting the ability for them to do some things like spraying their places that they normally would be doing.
Even with some of the challenges we have going on in the state, Arthur was quick to add that she's also hearing many positive calls from farmers that are optimistic about the upcoming wheat harvest and the strong grain prices. You've got farm news on Ron. Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.